Hello?
Hey Shannon, it's Ruben. I tried to pick up. I was just getting my phone set up. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I was starting to listen to your voicemail. So there's an issue with the DMV. What's going on?
Yeah, well, at the DMV, there's a new policy here in Connecticut now that when you want to change the lien holder, you have to go. Well, it's not even just about changing the lien holder. It has to be sent to the Weathersfield office, and it takes 2 months to process it. You can't stand in line any longer and get it done. And Gil just stood in line for 2 hours, gets up to the counter, and they gave him an envelope and said that he has to mail it to the Weathersfield office, and the turnaround time is 2 months.
All right, let me follow up, and can you do me a favor? Can you I'm gonna give Ken a call as well. Let me, because I know he's trying to get this started. Let me give them a ring, him a ring, and then I'll talk to my titling person right now. Okay?
Okay. All
Thank
right.
you.
And I mean, we can show our overnight mail. We can show everything we're mailing in. There's just got to be something we can do.
Okay, I understand. Let me figure this out. So they're
Okay.
saying that you do you mail it in with lien holder instructions, or how does it work?
You have to mail the application in and the title, which makes me nervous because then I'm mailing a title into the DMV and who knows what happens to it. So
Okay.
the application, the title, and a check for $45 has to be mailed to the Weathersfield office. They process it that way, and then the title gets mailed to the finance company. So there's no way to confirm whether or not it's even going to be done right. You can't stand there and make sure anything gets done right. And you have to, it's a 2 month turnaround.
Okay. I'm gonna follow up on the insurance. I'll talk to Ken right now at Restaurant Club Paradise. Give me a minute or two, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.